Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Nate Horder, the Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation for the province of Alberta. First of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No problem at all, Kyle. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, main topic we want to discuss today is a province being announced recently about getting more loan supports for livestock producers. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's all happening as part of this?
The government was happy to announce that we were increasing the Government of Alberta loan guarantee to the Alberta Feeder Associations. We raised the guarantee from $100 million to $150 million, and this is the mechanism and how the many 45 or so feeder associations across the province can give out these low-interest rate loans using the Catalyst Security. So it's a great tool, and we're happy to raise it.
Now, with this sort of increase that you guys have announced here, is this kind of sort of a response to what the kind of marketplace is right now?
Yeah, I'd say it's a couple things. You know, one, that there's kind of a capital crunch happening in the world. We are seeing rising interest rates, and it may be a tougher environment at local retail banks. But this really, the reason for the need to increase this has been in the price of cattle. If you look back to 2011 or pre-2014, definitely cattle have almost doubled in a lot of regards. So this it takes more money to buy the same amount. So just to keep that kind of volume moving where people need to be, the loan guarantee had to be increased.
I know some producer groups out there were certainly hoping to see this take place. How will this kind of sort of help producers out there?
Well, it'll allow them to keep lending because we'd fully used up and filled the $100 million guarantee. So it was fairly time sensitive. We had to move or they were going to have to quit bringing in new clients and participants. So I think that speaks to the demand that's out there. And, you know, it's a great tool for the province to help support producers, especially young producers. You know, if you're just getting started, it's hard enough to break into agriculture as an industry. But if you do, if you are able to buy a piece of ground, generally the bank wants all the security they can get. So if you're able with a small down payment to use the Catalyst collateral, stock your place and get started, it's a very effective tool.
And when it comes to for producers out there to be able to access these loans, how are producers able to kind of get their hands on this?
Yeah, well, there's 45 different feeder associations across the province. So go online if you're not familiar and find your local association and give them a call. Everything's out there, and give them a call, and I'm sure they'll set up a meeting and walk you through it. And it's pretty easy from there. You know, they have a simple contract structure. They need a simple security deposit, and then you get to know your local people running the association, and a lot of great relationships built that way.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here in the hot seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question in there as well. Of course, we're coming up on the holidays right now. Certainly, a lot of people like to have their weird little traditions at home around this time of year. What about you? In your household around the holidays, what's kind of the go-to traditions in your house?
Well, we do have kind of a bizarre Christmas tradition. Goes back to make a thing called a Scottish pudding, and it's basically a sausage filled with oatmeal and pepper. It's kind of disgusting, but we've kept it up for a long time, so it's something that we have fun with and force ourselves to eat a little bit of it on Christmas morning.
Definitely sounds very interesting there. Anyhow, Nate Horder, the Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Thanks for the opportunity, Kyle.